Welcome to your go-to source for entertainment.
Wait for it.
Gaming.
Wait for it.
Anime.
Plus Ultra!
Mr. Eric Almighty and Phil the Filipino?
Yeah,
they've got you covered. And all you gotta do is wait for it. This is the Wait For It Podcast.
Welcome back to the Wait For It Podcast. I'm one of your co-hosts, Mr. Eric Almighty. And you may notice that my co-host, Phil the Filipino, is out for this episode. And that's because he's a loser who doesn't play Dead Space.
Ooh.
Just like somebody else that yes. We love and know.
My co-host.
Your co-host. At Your Friendly Neighborhood Gamer. So for the first time and long overdue... If you guys have been listening to the podcast, especially the holiday special we did with Super Bracket Bros, you already know our next guest. But Dylan, thanks so much for coming on. I'm going to cut right to the chase. For those that don't know who you are and what your podcast is about, jump into what Your Friendly Neighborhood Gamers is all about. And I'm so excited that you jumped on to talk Dead Space. I've been waiting to do this episode for months.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, thank you so much for having me on. I have also been looking for an outlet to talk Dead Space for a little bit here. If you don't know, my co-host Andrew and I, we do a podcast called Your Friendly Neighborhood Gamers, and we kind of created it to try to do a more average gamer's perspective on, you know, the video game industry. Andrew and I both listen to a lot of video game podcasts, you know, Kind of Funny, all the IGN, you know, all the big ones. And sometimes they can feel a little out of touch. Sometimes they can feel, sometimes we just want to talk about a six-year-old game that we picked up on sale for $5, you know, and sometimes we want to talk about Dead Space, which is not a new game. It's kind of that was kind of our idea is to kind of give it from a more average perspective, but also, you know, get to talk to cool people who are doing cool things. We've had Phil and yourself on to chat with us and a bunch of other awesome people just kind of in this sort of indie podcasting streamer. We had a person who does like video game flute covers. So there are a lot of cool people that we talk to as well.
Yeah, and I think that's why we get along so well, because you guys do very similar to how me and Phil handle it. Like, I'm the anime guy, so I'll do my, like, I don't mind doing, like, a solo episode about that. And then for you guys, kind of the same thing. Like, if there's a game that one of you have played, you guys might dive in to something like that solo. And in the show notes, guys, in addition to our link tree, which is going to give you everything you need to find everything going on at the Wait For It Podcast, I'll also be providing links in the show notes for Your Friendly Neighborhood Gamers, including the episode we did where they interviewed us. That was such a fun time. It still sticks with me to this day. And also the Dead Space review that Dylan did as well. So with that being said, guys, if this is your first time jumping into the game room where it happens, this is one of our recurring episodes on the podcast where we hold a fun conversation about some of our favorite gaming franchises and consoles. Like many previous episodes, we may sometimes bring on a guest with similar interests to our own, and we casually hold a conversation for your entertainment. So with that being said, Dylan, we're going to jump right into it and talk about Dead Space. What was your first introduction to the game all the way back in 2008 when it released?
Yeah, so, you know, back in 2008, I definitely saw, you know, like the trailers. I definitely, you know, it was probably some like now defunct like game trailers, like actual website and not like YouTube that I saw it on. It always seemed like, you know, kind of a cool game. And I eventually picked it up on my Xbox 360. Tried to jump in and play it a few times way back then. And it either wasn't clicking for me or I would get distracted by something else. And then more recently, within the past maybe 6 months or so, I was like, you know what? Like, I really want to play Dead Space. I know that it's like a great game. They're remaking it. And so I finally like booted it up on my Xbox Series X, which it has all of the, you know, like fancy schmancy, like 60 frames per second boosts and, you know, all of that kind of stuff, like pretty much instant load times. The graphics looked great, even for a game that came out, you know, back in 2008. And so I played through that, really enjoyed it, and played through probably about a quarter or half of the second one, before I got distracted by some other game. My intention is to go back and finish the second and the third one eventually, but we'll see if that ends up happening. I tend to get a little bit sidetracked sometimes.
Yeah, and I think that happened to me just a little bit later. So Dead Space 1 for me was, I pretty much bought it the year it came out, and I fell in love with that game. Dead Space 2, really, really enjoyed that that game. Dead Space 3, you know, it kind of lost a little bit of its luster, and that's the game for me that I only dived into very briefly, and it just fell off my radar completely. So it looks like neither of us will be talking very much about Dead Space 3.
No.
With that being said, I guess the main question I'm going to ask before we jump into the original Dead Space, are you going to play the remake with you playing Dead Space, you know, especially with your recent experience? Is that something you're going to dive into potentially, or are you going to kind of wait it out and see what the reviews are?
It's definitely one that I would like to play. I'm having trouble fathoming it being bad, because like if they just keep it where it's at, like I still think the original Dead Space that came out in 2008 holds up today. Like there weren't very many times playing through that I was like, oh, I'm playing a game that came out like 15 years ago or whatever, you know. It was like it still felt fairly, you know, modern to as far as like a horror game standards go. And so I wasn't put off by any of that. So like, even if they just kind of like keep it as it was and put like kind of a new coat of paint on it, add in a few little things, I think it'll still be a great game. And it looks like from what I've seen, they're doing more than that. It seems like they're, you know, going in, they added in like the protagonist has lines now. They got rid of one of my least favorite parts of it, which was kind of the zero G sections where you were like stuck to a wall, and my brain would break in those sections sometimes. Now you can just kind of like fly through them, and that makes a lot more sense to me, because I played some of those sections in the second game and I was like, okay, I like this a whole lot better. So it seems like they're going about it the right way. Will I pick it up right off the bat? Probably not. I tend to pick games up after, you know, like a year when they've gone on sale. That's just kind of how I end up. I've got such an extensive backlog right now that it's like I could pick it up, but I won't get to it for like a year. So but what about you? You plan on picking it up?
I'm planning on it. That's always the hope and the plan. You know, obviously Andrew's been big on Elden Ring. I've been itching to possibly do it. So, I mean, if I do it before Dead Space comes out, then yeah, it's going to go on the back burner. But if I have nothing to play, you know, finishing God of War Ragnarok recently, my catalog is also backed up, but I'm more selective with what I use my time for. So I do have to decide. The Witcher 3 is something that I started and I'm nowhere near even finishing. So I really want to jump into that franchise. But Dead Space holds such a special place in my heart that it might take over. So if nothing is in my queue when Dead Space releases the remake, and we'll talk more about that remake as we kind of get into the episode, you know, I'm probably going to pick it up. If I wait too long, though, a game that's coming out in February called Atomic Heart is coming out. And we obviously had a lot of fun doing the Fantasy Critic draft with you guys. That is a game that I picked up on my list, and I am committing to playing some of the games that I selected. Awesome. So I've got a small window is the nutshell that I'm trying to get across here. But with that being said, Dylan, we're going to be talking about the remake a little bit at the end of the episode, you know, especially with that coming out around the corner. The first Dead Space, there was a lot of positive critical reception. It's a very, very popular game. With the gameplay, this is something that I've always been curious with other people because I really enjoyed the gameplay for the first Dead Space. I would assume any of you guys listening to the episode have played the 2008 game, but for those of you that haven't, basically, we have Isaac Clarke, who is our hero, and he's on board the Ishimura, which has gone radio silent, and chaos ensues. Mm-hmm. That's essentially the yes. bulk of what the story is about. The gameplay stood out both positively and, you know, with critiques as well, mm-hmm. with, you know, kind of how stiff it was, especially when it first released. What were some of the pros and the cons to the gameplay that really stood out to you? You know, those pros that made you want to even play the second or consider playing the mm-hmm. remake? And then what are some of those cons that maybe they retcon in the actual, you know, you kind of alluded to it a little bit already, but maybe they allude to it in the remake, or you wish they would have changed. So I'm going to give the floor to you to just talk about those pros and cons.
Yeah. So I really enjoyed just the shooting mechanics of the game, and like just kind of that core sort of concept of the combat, which was like you can't kill them by, you know, shooting them in the body or whatever. Like you've got to cut off their limbs. I thought that was a very cool idea. I thought that was a lot of fun just like in practice as well, because it kind of like takes all of that gaming experience that you've got and is like, nope, don't do that. Don't like stop shooting them in the body or the head. Like you gotta get these big scythe arms off of them. And so I thought that was really cool. I really enjoyed like every time you would find like a new weapon to like get to go around and be like, oh, okay, like let me pick this up. Let me, you know, do the regular fire. Let me do the alternate fire. Let me, you know, figure out what situations that this kind of can help me out in. I liked that they gave you a lot of flexibility there in kind of like filling the holes in your system. You know, it's like, okay, like I'm pretty accurate with this, like the plasma cutter or whatever, like the starting weapon. So like that's kind of my bread and butter there. But like sometimes when it, like it's not great when you have a bunch of little enemies crawling towards you or something. And so it's like, well, let me get that, you know, assault rifle on there and use that. Or, you know, some of the bigger guys were fun to like the saw blade thrower thing that would like levitate a saw blade out in front of you. Like that was a whole lot of fun. So I thought the weapons were super creative and just fun to experiment with. That said, sometimes the movement could feel a little bit clunky and slow, you know, and I hesitate to even say that that's really a fault to the game, because I feel like it added tension. I feel like, you know, it was like, yeah, you're lugging around this giant like saw blade thing, like you're gonna move kind of slow and clunky. It makes sense. So I didn't find myself using some of the like alternate fires and powers as much, and I think it would have been cool had they kind of forced me to use those a little bit more. But I don't think I like upgraded a single one of those things. And maybe that's not necessarily a critique, but I would have liked some of those resources to have been a little bit more plentiful so that I could kind of playing through it, I felt so locked into like, okay, well, I've put some upgrade nodes into this, you know, pistol here. I kind of feel like if I stop upgrading it, then it's going to have been worthless, you know, and there's no way for me to like get those back. And I don't remember if it was in it originally, but they do have like a new game plus mode now. So like, that's cool. Like you can experiment more now with that. I think that's, and I guess another thing that I can see some people not liking, I personally didn't mind this, but, there was a point where you kind of knew like, okay, I've killed everything in this area. It's kind of safer to explore around, which I enjoyed. I was like, cool. I feel like I've, you know, gone through this hallway. It's pretty safe. The music's not going anymore. And I could, I like exploration in games, so I could do that a bit more versus maybe keeping that tension up a little bit. Although the game did a good job, I think, of continuing to throw curveballs at you and making you think an area was safe when it actually was not. So,
yeah, that happened a lot. And that's, I think, what really stood out to me with Dead Space was the horror elements are very strong in the game. And the jump scare elements are extremely terrifying. But sometimes it's more terrifying to see what's exactly in front of you. Mm-hmm. And those are the moments that I recall the most in the game. And I died multiple times in the game. So that is definitely something, degree of difficulty. It stood out to me for sure for Dead Space. The plasma cutter, I feel, is just, you know, one of those iconic weapons. I personally really enjoyed it. I did use other weapons, kind of refreshing myself on a few of them, but the javelin gun stood out to me. There were a couple of them as well that really looked, you know, interesting, but I always remembered going back to the plasma cutter quite a bit. That satisfying feeling of just breaking down a necromorph was, you know, that was satisfying, to say the least. When it comes down to the original Dead Space, again, a lot of what the setting has in place is a lot of fun. But you did mention it earlier, we didn't really get a lot of voice acting, which is something that's going to change in the remake. And they did introduce, I believe, in subsequent games for Dead Space. So, you know, that's something I'm really excited to kind of see in that remake. When we kind of talk about Dead Space as a whole, is it something that you tend to see in the gaming community still being talked about, especially with the remake coming up? Is this one of those games that maybe you can comp or compare to something else, another franchise? Or is this really kind of a one-of-a-kind game?
Yeah. I mean, I definitely see it still talked about. I don't know how much it's, you know, like, talked about just, like, casually, but I feel like a lot of times when you see like a list of, you know, if you're on some website and it's like a list of the best horror games or something like that, like I feel like Dead Space usually will show up in those lists. And so I do think that will still kind of pop up some. As far as comparisons to other games, I definitely think it compares, at least in games that I've played, it feels like it compares very heavily to Resident Evil. You know, like 2, 3, 4, like in that range. To me, it feels better than that. But also, like, I tried to come back and play Resident Evil 4 like super late. I didn't play it when it came out. And so now, to me, it just feels very old by today's standards. Personally, whereas when I played through Dead Space this year, I was like, or I guess last year, it felt very, you know, up to par with a lot of games that I've played more recently than that, you know? So I think the Resident Evils are definitely a good comparison. I would probably liken it more to like Resident Evil 2 remake, especially the remake that's coming out is probably going to be more akin to that. Trying to think of other good games that, you know, maybe like a Plague Tale type of experience, almost like kind of a third person action-y survival game.
That's a good thing to tell me. Andrew will be happy to hear. I'm happy to hear about that because he's been wanting me to play a Plague Tale for a while. So I'm talking about how much I love Dead Space. I still really want to check that out. It's the Resident Evil comp is very funny because I never thought of it that way, but the stiffness in that game is something that I never really got on board with. But with Dead Space, you know, because of that horror element, you, again, all the weapons you're carrying or the type of weapons, it felt a little bit more natural. So that's an interesting perspective for sure. I think that's a really good comparison. Probably the best one that I could have even thought of because it did not hit my radar at all. And Resident Evil has been a franchise that I just never really have gotten into. I know a lot of people love that franchise, but for Dead Space, again, something really special about it just stood out. It took people by surprise, I think, and people were really excited for Dead Space 2, which takes place a couple years after the events of the first one. And obviously, you're still in space, you're dealing with, you know, the previous events, and you're pretty much doing more of the same. What kind of stood out with Dead Space 2, the little bit that you did get to play with it, did it feel like they had made improvements on the first? Was there anything in particular that stood out either in the gameplay or in the story?
It definitely, like, story-wise, I definitely think it kind of took it up a notch. You know, I really enjoyed the story of the first game. I enjoyed kind of that, like, almost alien-esque sort of vibe that it was giving off early on, and then the more and more that you kind of uncovered as you played out throughout the game, I thought was awesome. I think that story is really, like, top-notch. The second game, I thought it was, like, so far it's been very cool to kind of learn a little bit more about some of these things that they introduced in the first game. Like I did what I typically do and found some like soft-spoken British or Australian man to like explain the lore of the series to me.
I love those videos.
Yeah, exactly. As a From Software game player, like you've got to, and it's just a habit that I've gotten into. And so like, I played through the first one, kind of got some of that lore explanation, but the second game, it's like, okay, here's like a church of, I forget what they even call it. The sort of church area that they've got, it was really cool to kind of be like, oh, okay, like this isn't just like some fringe, like people keeping secrets. This is like an actual religion that is like a big deal on this space station. And finding out more about the markers, finding out more about kind of the necromorphs and how they work. You know, I thought it was a very interesting deep dive so far, lore-wise. Gameplay-wise, you know, I thought it was cool. They introduced some cool new weapons. They fixed, like, the zero-G sections, in my opinion. You know, they added some voice acting. So all of that was really cool as well.
Church of Unitology.
That's what it is.
Is what it is. Good old Wikipedia being right there available when you need it. So I won't take all the credit, but I do, you know, just kind of looking over some of the plots as well. I don't remember that much of the plot for either of these games. And I think that's why I ended up dropping, you know, looking ahead, Dead Space 3. Like I really didn't play too much of that because I really played it for the gameplay. And what I remember from this particular game was they had really not only improved on the mechanics of the game, but I do remember them specifically upping the ante with the scares. Dead Space 2 specifically is the one that I always think about when it comes to some of those things that are just absolutely horrifying. And some of those cinematic scenes that you get to play really, really stood out for me here. You know, the first two Dead Spaces were received pretty, pretty well. You know, high 80s as far as their Metacritic scores. Dead Space 3 kind of faltered a little bit closer to like a 78 when it came to Metacritic scores. And a lot of the scores, you know, more like 7 out of 10s compared to the previous two games being more those 9 and 9.5. So with Dead Space 3, I mean, that game came out all the way back in 2013. And this franchise has pretty much been stagnant. So with the remake kind of coming up here, I know that I'm really excited to see what those main changes are, how much of the story they decide to change or improve upon. With the remake in particular, you mentioned that if this goes on sale, something you might end up playing. What is something you would recommend to, you know, how would you phrase it to someone who's never played Dead Space, why they should check out the remake? What would make it worth doing so, or should they just maybe hold off and play the original instead? What are your thoughts on that for people that haven't tried it out yet?
I mean, without seeing reviews, so you know, take this with a grain of salt. Like if read reviews first, you know, if it comes out and it gets like a 5 out of 10, maybe play the original. But I would imagine that if everything continues on the way it's looking like it will continue on, the remake will be the best way to experience the story of Dead Space. And just kind of maybe some modern sensibilities, probably a lot of quality of life upgrades, that sort of thing. And without a doubt, I think this is one of the greater, you know, sci-fi horror, you know, cosmic horror type of stories that is out there. Especially in video game form. And so I think it's a real, like, if you like a very solid sort of third person action game with some scares to it, I would definitely say check this out. You know, if you played the Resident Evil 2 remake, if you're looking forward to the Resident Evil 4 remake, I think you will like this game. If you don't normally play this type of game, it is spooky. Yeah. So, if you're like my co-host and do not like the spooky games, maybe do take a pass on this one. Maybe watch a Let's Play of it, or, you know, read the story synopsis on Wikipedia or something. But it is like I was genuinely surprised with how well the original held up in the year 2022. And so for me to be able to say that, and for them to be making, you know, tweaks and quality of life improvements to it, I do think that this will be a very solid game. And so, yeah, I guess that's maybe how I would pitch it.
Yeah, and I think that's solid too, you know, and it's one of many games that are coming out that I think people are looking forward to. You know, a game that I'm really looking forward to in the horror genre as well, potentially in 2023, mm-hmm. is Alan Wake 2. Though, yes. I am a little skeptical it's going to come out next year, which mm-hmm. is why I haven't picked it up yet in our league, mm-hmm. because I am worried one of you guys are going to use your counterpick on it.
Oh, yeah. And as soon as I see that pop up, it's
boom. Yeah, I had a feeling. So I want to at least see some gameplay first. Mm-hmm. I know they're really pushing for it. Kind of as we wrap things up, you know, now that we've talked a little bit about the first game, the second mm-hmm. game, and the remake, kind of what's coming up, are there any other horror games that you're looking forward to? I know you mentioned Resident Evil and the remake there. Mm-hmm. Oddly enough, a game that you did draft in, yes. that Fantasy Critic draft. Are there any other horror games that you're kind of excited about, either in the same breath or just in the horror genre in general when it comes to gaming next year, or this year, I should say, 2023?
I'm trying to think of, like, besides Resident Evil 4, and like you mentioned, Alan Wake, mm-hmm. Both of those I think are very good. Sons of the Forest seems like a cool one that is coming out. I have not had a chance to play the original Forest, but I watched like kind of a Let's Play of that. I don't think it was available on like Xbox or whatever. So that's one that I'm kind of looking at and interested in. I'd like to believe that Dead Island 2 will maybe be good. I don't have a whole lot of hope for it.
I hope so. It got countered. So I'm praying that it is going to be good, but no, I'm right there with you. I think it's, you know, it's going to be a tough ask. I really enjoyed mm-hmm. the first Dead Island, though. I mean, that mm-hmm. game was a ton of dumb fun. It reminded me of the type of, you know, stupid fun that I had. What is that original? It's not, I don't know why I'm blanking on it, but that original zombie game, you know, mm-hmm. back in the day, that they had like four different sequels to it.
Oh.
I don't know why I'm blanking on it, but that is something that I think, you know, has potential. Mm-hmm. It's just usually a Dead Rising is what I was thinking of.
Yes.
I knew the first word was dead. But it reminded me a lot of Dead Rising and some of that mm-hmm. dumb fun that we had. But then the sequels, you know, never really caught that peak. Maybe Dead Rising 2, but mm-hmm. That's definitely my concern. But yeah, I've seen a little bit about Sons of the Forest, sticking in the zombie realm. I heard good things about The Day Before. Mm-hmm. I'm not 100% sure, you know, how that's gonna go, but
yeah,
definitely some interesting choices here. I think mm-hmm. Dead Space, because Alan Wake 2 won't be coming out, I think Dead Space will be I really don't think it is. But Dead Space, I think, is going to be really, really good. But it's in a year of remakes. I'm seeing the Silent Hill 2 remake.
Yeah, I was
going to
say Silent Hill. Yeah, like that's another one that I never got around to like playing originally. And so I'm kind of excited for the Silent Hill remake, because I'm like, oh, okay, like get a chance to experience that. Get a chance to experience RE4 with some updated quality of life things.
Yeah.
Get a chance to, you know, play the Dead Space remake potentially. So I think, like you said, there's a lot of remakes of excellent horror games coming out. So
Yeah, really exciting stuff. Well, Dylan, this was definitely a ton of fun. Again, I love doing these episodes because we get to just sit down and have a casual conversation. I have not gotten to talk about this game every time I bring it up. Feels like I'm never going to play that. So don't even try. But Phil is considering watching me play it and maybe live streaming. So nice. That is definitely, you know, I'm curious. I think he just wants me to be in pain and suffering because he's only volunteered to do this for Elden Ring or Dead Space. So I don't know. Yeah, it's not looking good for me. I think he feeds off of that. But Dylan, this was awesome. I'm super excited we got you on. This definitely won't be the last time that our audience gets to hear from you. But as we get to kind of wrap up this episode, let us know a little bit about what's going on at your Friendly Neighborhood Gamers. Are there any projects or games in particular that you guys are focusing on, especially here in the month of January? When this episode releases, we'll be actually, I believe, the week before the remake of Dead Space actually releases. So it's going to be about perfect timing here. So end of January, early February and beyond, what do you guys got going on?
Yeah, so we've got every week we release a podcast, so we've got some cool interviews coming up. I think Dearest Abby is going to be guesting on one coming up. Andrew does more of our scheduling stuff, so I'm not 100% sure if that's our January or our February one.
That's fair.
This episode will be coming out, Eric mentioned it, but we did a sort of big fantasy critic draft that will be getting posted up on our YouTube channel, I believe on the 15th, I could be wrong on that date, of January, but that will be, or the 18th of January, and so that will come out maybe right before this episode airs. And so if you're interested in seeing Eric join us for that, that's one of our big projects. We've got a Gotham Knights quick review coming out on our YouTube channel. That'll be coming out in the beginning of February. So that's another cool thing to go check out if you've been interested in that game. But a lot of just cool chats about games with cool people and the cool stuff that they create. So,
absolutely. And I'll make sure for this episode, guys, another episode to throw in the show notes as well for you guys to be able to enjoy after this over at Your Friendly Neighborhood Gamers. That Fantasy Critic draft, I was definitely nervous going into it thinking I was out of my element. But you guys made me feel right at home. And honestly and genuinely, I had a ton of fun. Like, I did not expect to have that much fun with this type of concept. And I can't wait for, you know, future years to come with that. So with that being said, Dylan, thank you so much for joining us on this episode of The Game Room Where It Happens. For our audience, if this is your first time listening, again, our link tree will be posted in the show notes. That's where you can find everything, including our brand new Patreon, which, if you would like the video version of this episode, in addition to other benefits, we have a couple tiers to select from, and your support there is appreciated. With that being said, we have a ton of content coming up in February. For the month of January alone, we had several episodes like our foresight and predictions into 2023 in the world of TV, movies, and gaming. We had Eli from Super Bracket Bros jump on with us. So definitely make sure to check out that episode from the beginning of the month. Previous episodes of The Game Room Where It Happens includes Dreamlight Valley and Animal Crossing. And of course, God of War Ragnarok. So feel free to jump into our catalog. We promise there's something here for everyone. With all of that out of the way, my name is Mr. Eric Almighty. Big shout out to our guest, Dylan, for joining us. We release new episodes every Monday and Wednesday here at the Wait For It podcast. And all you have to do is wait for it.
So, I heard you're looking for a go-to source for entertainment.
Wait for it.
Gaming.
Wait for it.
Anime?
Plus Ultra!
Mr. Eric Almighty and Phil the Filipino? Yeah, they've got you covered. And all you gotta do is wait for it. This is the Wait For It Podcast.